actually a mobile and mine counter company, and that really entails taking animals out on the road to meet people and to educate them about the plight of conservation and other things like that.
And you have quite an array of animals, I understand.
Yeah, we've got about 21 different species, and they range from things like owls and kestrels and kookaburras, parrots, and we've got meerkats and skunks and lizards and snakes and all sorts of things.
I'm not sure what sort of therapy me and a snake might be. I've got to tell you this, I'm not great about them, but kookaburras, wow. Family in Australia, they make such a noise.
They do, they're very loud. We've got a laughing kookaburra, which is the typical loud one.
Yes.
And she's very vocal early in the morning.
That's it, isn't it? That's it. It sounds like the jungle when you hear a kookaburra.
So, yes, it's quite loud.
So how did this start, and how did she get into it?
I've always had an absolute fascination for animals of all different kinds, and I was lucky enough to have a part-time job in a zoo when I was 15, many years ago, and it's sort of spiralled from there. I've been a zookeeper for many years. I've done a couple of degrees which have been animal-related. It's just sort of gone on from there, really.
Whereabouts are you based?
We're based in Alsager. We're quite central to a lot of different areas, actually.
Yes. So
we do like a 60-mile radius from Alsager as our base.
Charlotte was telling me that, and it raised my eyebrows, skunks. Now,
yep.
They seem to come with a bad reputation.
They do, and it's really sad because they're such beautiful creatures. And to be fair, I haven't, until I'd met a skunk, I had the same view. No, they're absolutely beautiful to look at, and personality-wise, they're fantastic. They're such characters.
So you could take a skunk, I don't know, into a school or into some residential setting, and you wouldn't have a fear that everybody's going to have to run out of the door because it's sort of left its calling card.
Well, we warn everyone not to scare them.
Yeah.
But no, that's fine. I mean, I wouldn't take a wild skunk necessarily, but I know that they're bomb-proof pretty much.
So is it only just when they're afraid that they would emit an odour, shall I say?
Yeah, it's a defence mechanism, and it's their last defence, if you like. So they wouldn't willingly just spray. They have lots of different things before they got to the spraying point.
So, if you were going into a school, what would you say are the most popular creatures? Is there undoubted favourites?
The meerkats are really popular, and mainly because there's a little text that is based on meerkats in Africa. So, they're quite a popular request, and they're always fun and quite hyperactive, so the kids love them.
I bet the children go wild.
Yeah, there's some children not sure what to make of it, but most kids absolutely love it, and it brings a real smile to their face.
And you go to care homes?
We do, yeah, we do. And they're wonderful places to visit, really, really lovely.
What's the sort of response then when you go to those sort of places?
Well, the response from the staff as well as the residents.
Yes.
It's absolutely fantastic when you take a tortoise in and it sparks a memory in, say, a dementia patient, or a guinea pig, or, you know, anything like that, and they can get real hands-on with it. And even though they might not remember us visiting, it will stimulate some really nice feelings for them that they'll be left with. So it's
yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, I'm well taken with that. We'll keep in touch with you. Thanks again,
Thank
Melissa.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I mean, what a wonderful thing that she's doing. Can you imagine somebody you know in a care home, and somebody brings in a tortoise or a guinea pig, and it all of a sudden it takes you back to their childhood? I think that's absolutely amazing. I'm still not sure about those snakes, you know.